7. Friends, greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural, nutritional roads to your vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and cardiovascular issues and skin diseases, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it's a renewing system, it is designed divinely to heal itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this healing and renewing and regenerating system is no miracle at all. It's just the way the body works. It's business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your medications and get on a good nutritional supplement program, or help a loved one get off their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here for you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have a success story you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to our conversation, if you have questions about formulations or the longevity products, 855-660-4261 is your number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about in the program, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine multivitamin mineral complex powder that so many folks are getting great results from, it's $50 a canister. It'll help lower your blood pressure. It'll help you reduce your appetite and your cravings. You can lose weight with it. It's just a great all-around nutritional supplement. It costs around $50 a canister. And if you haven't tried it yet, give it a shot and find out what all the folks who've been using this stuff for the last few years have already found out. And you can find you can purchase it off my website at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Check out my blog at pharmacistben.com. We update it regularly. We've got news stories up there as well as blog posts that go up every couple of days or so. And for you guys who live out in the Chicago area, if you're planning on going to the Health Freedom Expo in Schaumburg, Illinois, which is just outside of Chicago, I will be doing a talk there on Sunday at 10 a.m. And Dr. Wallach will be doing a couple of talks, I think one on Friday and I think one on Saturday afternoon. So check out the Health Freedom Fest, Health Freedom Expo, if you are if you're in the Chicago area, next Saturday, June 7th and June 8th, next weekend. All right. So we left off talking about the reasons that the thyroid gets messed up. We're talking about osteoporosis and how it's linked to the rest of the body. Osteoporosis is a classic, iconic degenerative disease. And just let me point out, folks, you don't have to have osteoporosis to be benefiting from some of the things we're talking about here today, because osteoporosis is just like a poster child. It's just like a classic example of how the body breaks down. The body breaks down, degeneration occurs in the body after the three points of the triangle of disease are hit. Point one, the digestive system. Point two, the blood sugar system. And point three, the adrenal thyroid complex. Now, hypothyroidism is a huge, huge problem in this country, and it's been a huge problem in this country for at least 100 years. Dr. Broda Barnes wrote a book 50 years or 40 years ago, I believe, maybe the 60s or 70s, called The Hidden Epidemic, and the problem is still the same. And you don't have to have a diagnosis, an official diagnosis of hypothyroidism, to be dealing with a poorly functioning thyroid. Pretty much everyone who has a degenerative disease, anybody who has a degenerative breakdown disease, is dealing with some degree of hypothyroidism, especially as we get older, whether it's been diagnosed by your doctor or not. Now, we hear a lot about iodine deficiency, and as we said last on our last program, iodine is not found in really great abundance in the Earth's crust. It's an ocean mineral, basically, and it's a very important mineral. If you don't have 125 micrograms of iodine in your daily program, in your daily diet, that's about the amount of iodine that would fit on one or two pinheads. If you don't have that teeny tiny little amount of iodine, your throat and your neck can expand to the size of a grapefruit. It's called a goiter, and it is really, really distressing. If you're not timid, go over to Google Images and take a look at pictures of goiter, and you will be able to tell why people think iodine when they think thyroid. Just a tiny little bit of iodine, 125 micrograms of iodine, can help you prevent goiter, and likewise, just that tiny little bit of iodine missing from your diet will cause a goiter. Now, the problem is, you may be able to avoid goiter, avoid a frank iodine deficiency with just 125 micrograms of iodine a day, but that's not enough iodine to run the rest of your body, especially your glands. And this is why it's a very smart idea to use iodine supplements. You're not going to get what you need from iodized salt. You may get what you need to prevent goiter from iodized salt, but you're not going to get the iodine you need to run your glands with just 125 micrograms of iodine. Fibroids and cysts are a classic sign of iodine deficiency. Breast disease also is a potential sign of iodine deficiency. All the glands in the body, including the adrenal glands and the pancreas and the mammary glands and the thyroid gland, benefit from iodine. So bottom line is, yes, you need iodine for the thyroid, but it's not just for the thyroid, nor is iodine a hypothyroidism cure-all. Just take iodine and your thyroid will be functioning. How many of you guys out there with hypothyroidism has noticed that your life has changed just because you got on some iodine? It doesn't happen that way, because as important as iodine is, and make no mistake about it, it is very, very, very important. It is not a panacea for the thyroid. And by the way, neither is Synthroid and levothyroxine and these other pharmaceutical versions of thyroid hormone. Thyroid hormone regulation by the brain and the adrenal glands, and really the whole body, thyroid hormone regulation is one of the most highly coordinated and intricately choreographed and tightly regulated biochemical systems in the body. There are so many feedback loops and connections between different systems of the body and the brain and the digestive system and the blood and the adrenal glands and the thyroid. If you're trying to just treat hypothyroidism with drugs, with hormones, with Synthroid, with levothyroxine, it's going to be a very frustrating experience for both you and for your doctor. In fact, using thyroid hormone, in my opinion, is a classic example of this drug treatment model that modern medicine has stooped to, that modern medicine has reduced itself to. Just take this drug, just take this hormone, even just take this nutrient, and your degenerative disease is going to go away. Yes, if you take enough Synthroid, if you take enough thyroid hormone, you're probably going to jack up your metabolism, but really, don't we want to know what's going on? Don't we want to know what's going wrong with our body? Don't we want to know the causes of our hypothyroidism? The problems behind the degenerative breakdown? The main cause of hypothyroidism, as we said yesterday, is the body's destruction, self-destruction of its own thyroid, autoimmunity. And when you think autoimmunity, as we said on our last program, you want to think food and digestion. Indeed, as we've said every single time we talk about autoimmunity, think food, think digestion. What we call food is made up of exactly the same stuff that our thyroid is made up of. Food is just the same from a molecular standpoint, protein, sugars, fats, as our thyroid. It's all the same stuff, folks. So when your body reacts to food because it's not being processed correctly, there's a very good chance it's going to react to something in the body as well, which looks similar to the body. This is what autoimmunity is. Autoimmunity means, for the most part, foods that aren't getting digested and aren't getting processed. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
My name is Kate Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues, with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Our number is 855-660-4261. If you've got questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs or the longevity products, or you want to share a success story, 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early. The phone lines fill up quickly. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com, and take a look at our shopping cart. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, or if you want to make some money selling longevity products, you can click on the Join the Team link, or you can call the folks at the Brightside Ben phone team, 866-735-2470. All right, so hypothyroidism is behind much of what we call degenerative disease. Hypothyroidism is the jumping off point from the triangle of disease to all degenerative disease. You don't have to be diagnosed. It doesn't have to be official. And taking Synthroid and taking iodine is not necessarily going to help you if you have some kind of systemic issue, some kind of digestive issue, blood sugar issue that's preceding your hypothyroidism. It doesn't really matter if you take Synthroid or iodine, although you may be able to jack up your metabolism if you do take enough thyroid hormone. The first thing you want to do if you're dealing with hypothyroidism is figure out what's going on in your digestive system, as always. And then secondly, you want to start to stabilize the blood sugar system. The main causes of hypothyroidism are autoimmunity. 90% of hypothyroidism is autoimmune. Iodine deficiency sometimes is behind hypothyroidism, especially if you live in the Midwest or you're not eating a lot of seafood, iodine being an ocean type of mineral. The third reason behind hypothyroidism is chronic and excessive adrenal activity, adrenal fatigue. The adrenal glands help the body cope with stresses. And if you're dealing with an adrenal problem, first of all, if you're dealing with an adrenal problem, you're probably going to be undernutriated. The adrenal glands are utilizing large amounts of iodine. So if you're dealing with an adrenal problem, your adrenal glands are running 24/7, like with most of us in our high stress 21st century lifestyle. Chances are you're going to be burning through nutrients, especially iodine, but also vitamin C and the B complex and vitamin B5 and vitamin B12. The best thing we can do for our adrenal glands, which are our regulatory glands for emergencies, the best thing we can do is chill out, relax. Keep the body revving at a lower gear. Slow things down. Eat less. Breathe more. Focusing on the out-breath is a great way to emphasize relaxation. The parasympathetic nervous system, that's the relaxation nervous system, is activated by the exhale. The stress nervous system is activated by the inhale. So by inhaling or by exhaling a little bit more than you're inhaling, you can put the emphasis, the biochemical emphasis, on the relaxation nervous system. Notice as you're breathing and you're doing your deep breathing techniques, notice that the relaxation part of deep breathing occurs as you are exhaling. So focus more on the out-breath and the in-breath. Take baths, warm baths. Sip on salt water. Sip on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. These are all wonderful strategies for dealing with the adrenal glands. Use the B-complex, especially pantothenic acid, which is a wonderfully important B vitamin for adrenal health, especially for women who are cranking out postmenopausal hormones, especially for kids who are under a lot of stress. Vitamin B5 can help dry up sebaceous oily secretions if you're dealing with oily skin or oily hair. Taking high doses of vitamin B5 with all of your B complex can be a great way to keep the body from producing excess oil. Excessive oil secretion is a classic sign, by the way, of a revved up metabolism and a messed up blood sugar system. And obviously, if you know about the triangle of disease, that means oily skin can precede, or excessively oily skin can precede all degenerative diseases. Vitamin B12 is super, super, super important for the adrenal glands. Progesterone cream can be helpful for adrenal health. DHEA can be helpful for adrenal health. Pregnenolone can be helpful for adrenal health. And the aforementioned vitamin C is very, very important for the adrenal glands. Zinc is also important for the adrenal glands, and your adrenal glands love minerals, which is why Celtic sea salt or Redmond sea salt or Himalayan salt are so can be so helpful for adrenal gland health. Did you guys catch the last, the latest from, I think it was on JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association. One of the medical journals came out with an article about how low-salt diets may not be all that they're cracked up to be for cardiovascular health. Well, yeah, that's because you need salt, and you especially need salt for heart health. this whole nonsense around low-salt diets that is still being pushed by medical professionals is just absolute craziness when you understand the importance of salt for overall health, especially for the health of the adrenal glands. So if you're dealing with adrenal health issues, if you have oily skin, if you have problems sleeping at night, if you have something called postural hypotension, that's where you stand up quickly or sit up quickly from a lying down position, you feel dizzy or woozy, these are all signs of adrenal issues. And using Celtic sea salt, Redmond sea salt, minerals in general, Ultimate Classic, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, these can all be great strategies for dealing with the adrenal glands, helping support adrenal health, and thereby helping support thyroid health. The adrenal glands are among the most, for most of us anyway, are among the hardest working tissue in the body. The adrenal glands make lots of different hormones. You know, the glands in the body make hormones. The thyroid gland makes thyroid hormone. The pancreas gland makes insulin and some digestive hormones. The parathyroid makes parathyroid hormone. The ovaries make sex hormones. The testes make reproductive hormones for men. But the adrenal glands are unique among all the glands because they make lots of different hormones. There's at least 6 or 7, maybe 8 or 9 different hormones that are made by these two little pieces of tissue that sit on top of the kidneys, and they're only supposed to be really kicking in big time when we're under stress. So if you're dealing with adrenal fatigue issues, as I said, problems sleeping or problems with dizziness, or perhaps salt cravings. If you're dealing with adrenal stress, that means your body is really stressed out. You are on the road to hypothyroidism, and from there, you're on the road to every single degenerative disease you can name. The adrenal glands are making hormones of growth, hormones of repair, hormones of fertility, hormones of immunity, and they're making hormones of emergency and survival and threat. They're making testosterone, they're making progesterone, they're making estrogen, and they're making cortisol and adrenaline. That means if your adrenal glands are off making the emergency hormones, off making the stress hormones, expending their precious resources, including cholesterol, FYI, which is a precursor to all of these hormones, if your adrenal glands are spending their cholesterol cash making estrogen and making cortisol and making adrenaline, they're not going to have the resources to make the youth and repair and fertility and growth hormones that we all want. And on top of all of that, you're running the risk of having your thyroid, which is your main regulatory gland, start to become suppressed. And then there's the whole issue of a toxic substance that all of us are forced to ingest in one of the most egregious, dramatic examples of how the few control the many through chemical manipulation, and that's the forcing of fluoride down humanity's throat. Fluoride displaces iodine in a biochemical process called halogen displacement. That's where elements that are referred to as halogens can displace iodine. The two main halogens that displace iodine or replace iodine are fluoride and bromine, and both of which are pervasive in our environment. So if you are drinking tap water, please make extra sure you're getting enough iodine through supplementation or through food. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We've got so much more to talk about with halogen displacement. And then I want to tell you about a mineral that gets very little press when it comes to helping us with build our bones and helping with osteoporosis. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're coming back after this.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben, our number 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, head over to brightsideben.com and take a look at our shopping cart. Or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. For you guys living in the Chicago area, I'll be doing a talk at the Health Freedom Fest, Health Freedom Expo, next Sunday, June the 7th, 10 a.m. Doc Wallach will be there on Friday and Saturday. So if you're out in the Chicago area, I'd love to see you. Let's see what else I could tell you. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, if you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. You can purchase any of the products off of brightsideben.com, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. We will continue talking about osteoporosis and degenerative diseases as it relates to the thyroid. Tomorrow, we'll continue talking about this whole fluoride link to hypothyroidism. And then I'm going to tell you about a mineral that gets very little publicity, unfortunately. And this is a mineral that more and more we're learning about is becoming a nutritional deficiency health crisis in this country because of how we farm. And this is a mineral that is very, very, very important when it comes to building strong bones. And we don't ever talk about it in terms of building strong bones. In fact, we very rarely talk about this important mineral at all. We'll discuss that tomorrow as we continue talking about nutrition, the thyroid, the triangle of disease, degenerative disease, and especially about osteoporosis. Okay, 855-660-4261. Time to hit our phone. Steve in Texas, what is going on? I think we talked to you Friday, didn't we, Steve?
We did talk Friday about varicose veins.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. You have anything more, or you want to continue talking about that?
I still don't really get anything figured out. I wanted to just say that I use a Vitamix blender every day, usually two meals a day or all.
Steve, you're making a very common mistake when you do that. And this is real. A lot of folks, and this is what I mean by that. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It's irrelevant what you're doing. It matters what you're not doing, what you're missing. You know, yeah, it's great that you're doing a Vitamix. I highly recommend you do that. And juicing is great. I think, I don't remember the details of what we talked about on Friday, but I think you're doing a lot of good stuff. And that's awesome. And you should continue to do that good stuff. But the fact that you have varicose veins means you're missing something. So it doesn't matter what you're doing. It matters what you're not doing. That's the point I want to make. And I want to make that to all our listeners, because I hear this all the time. People give me a whole list of all the supplements they're taking or all the good nutritional moves they're making or dietary moves they're making, but they still have some kind of problem, which means we're missing something. So here's the deal with varicose veins. Just think of the circulatory system, as the name implies, as a big circle. It goes from your heart, and then it goes to all your organs, and then it returns back upwards to the heart, and then it goes back through the heart and all your organs, like a big circle in your body, the circulatory system. Varicose veins are a sign that the return trip is being blocked. The return trip upwards from the liver up to the heart is somehow being blocked, and this usually involves a sluggish liver. Okay, does that make sense so far? Does the mechanism make sense? Do you understand how that works? You have a big circle,
yep.
And okay, good. And hang tight, because I'm gonna finish this up here for you in a little bit. I want everybody to get the picture here. The circulatory system is just a big, like the letter O. There's a heart at the top. The arterial blood goes from the heart to all the organs, and then it returns upwards through the liver, which is kind of the linchpin, kind of the turning point as the blood goes up. Now, if the liver is sluggish, the blood will begin to pool down downwards and settle based on the effects of gravity. Gravity will start to pull things down. As things will pull down, as the blood gets pulled down via gravity and the difficulties of getting through the liver, this is where you start to get into problems like edema and varicose veins and hemorrhoids, which are another type of varicose vein. So the first thing we need to think about, Steve, is something that's percolating in the liver. Now, the liver is obviously a very, very key organ that does all kinds of things. It processes poisons, it processes sugars and fats, and processes proteins. It's pretty much the most multifunctional organ in your body, and it's the biggest and largest organ in your body, next to the skin, which is on the outside of the body, and it's extremely, extremely functional and important. So it makes sense that if anything is going wrong in the body, one of the first places it's going to show up is the liver. Now, the fact that you're doing all these supplements, and I think you said you were working out and you're taking good care of yourself, that's all great. But what it means is that something is just beginning to start to show up in the liver, causing a little bit of sluggishness. It could be some kind of fatty deposits. It could be something that's not being metabolized correctly. So whenever you have an issue with the liver, the first thing you want to think about, as always, with everything, with all degenerative diseases, is foods. And it's the easiest place to work. Now, if we really want to get a good picture of what's happening in your body, Steve, we need to triangulate. And by triangulate, I mean we need to have multiple points. So varicose veins are one point. We need two more points. Is there anything else you can come up with that will allow us to form a picture, a three-dimensional picture of what's going on in your body, so we can triangulate and get three points and kind of figure out what's happening, get an image of what's happening inside the body? body. Anything else that you can think of?
Well, I come in contact with a lot of chlorine. I don't know if that.
No, I mean symptoms. No, no, Steve,
okay.
Listen, symptom.
Sure. No, not
okay. Okay, well, that's your homework, buddy. That's your homework, because I can tell you the logic of a varicose vein is that something is clogging up the liver and keeping the blood from making its full circle in a smooth and easy fashion. I can tell you that, but until I have a couple other points, I can't see exactly what's happening inside the body. So your homework is you don't have just varicose veins. Nobody just has varicose veins. There's no way that all of the valves in the vein can become defective at the same time unless there's something else going on in your system. So it's just that you're missing a couple of things. So spend a couple of 24 hours, maybe 48 hours, try to put together a couple symptoms, and you can either call us back or you can shoot me an email. I think you already, did you send me an email, Steve?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, did you put your phone number on there?
I did.
All right, so you have two options here. I can deal with you personally on the phone, which I'm glad to do, or you can help all our listeners if you can come up with two symptoms, at least two. If you can come up with more, that's even better. There's two other things that are going on in your body, and so we can form a picture of what's happening, a three-dimensional picture of what's happening, rather than just trying to treat the varicose veins out of context. Now, if you can't think of anything else, then what you really want to focus on is the liver, because it means blood is not getting through the liver to make it on the return trip, and it's pooling back downwards. That's the mechanism of varicose veins. That is the only mechanism of varicose veins, really, is that blood is not making its round trip, its return trip back to the heart effectively, and it's starting to pool downwards. So if you can come up with a couple other symptoms, that would be great, and that would help us form a picture. If not, then I would highly recommend you figure out what the heck is getting into your liver, and usually that means something through the digestive system, or it could be a medicine. Are you on any medications or anything?
No, zero.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, it sounds like you're a healthy guy, and so this is all great news. The supplements you're doing and the Vitamix and how you're taking care of yourself, that's all great news. So if we just figure out what is getting into the system that's clogging up the liver and keeping the blood from making that return flow, then we should be able to take care of you pretty easily. All right, so spend a couple of days. Give it 24, 48 hours. You can either write me back. I'd prefer if you call so we could help some other folks. But either way, we'll put together a picture and we'll see what's going on. Other than that, you're dealing with a liver issue, and that's what you want to focus on. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it, Steve, and hope we can help you out. All right, Pam in Michigan, what is up? How are you doing this morning? And welcome to the Bright Side.
Hello.
Hello, Pam. What's cooking?
Okay, well, I can totally relate to everything you're talking about today. Great
okay.
show. Thank you.
Thank you.
I spoke to you before, and I was seeing myself as though I had yeast, and I went to the gynecologist, and he said it could be lichen sclerosis.
Lichen sclerosis. Okay. On the genitals?
Yes.
Okay, hang tight. I'll tell you about lichen sclerosis when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pam in, is it Michigan, Pam?
Yes.
Hi, Pam. So lichen sclerosis, first of all, most sufferers of lichen sclerosis are women, so that usually tells us that there's some kind of estrogen component. The latest literature on lichen sclerosis indicates that it's of autoimmune etiology or cause. So I'm going to ask you what I asked Steve. What else is going on? Any other symptoms that you can come up with that so we can put together a picture of what's happening in your body? Chances are you don't just have lichen sclerosis.
Okay, right. Well, I've been on Wellbutrin for 20 years.
Okay.
Omeprazole for 15 years. I'm on thyroid for about 15.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so we got the opposite of Steve. Steve couldn't come up with anything. You got all kinds of stuff going on, but that's good.
Varicose veins.
Okay, the whole bit. All right, so the least of your problems is a little depigmentation, which is what lichen sclerosis is for the listeners. It's little white patches that form on the genitals, and as I say, 10 times as many sufferers of lichen sclerosis are women as men. So whenever that happens, and there's at least a few diseases I know of, which mostly affect women. I always think of the hormone estrogen. Estrogen is a female hormone predominantly, and it is also a stress hormone. So it sounds like you got some serious stressors going on in the system. Also, some of the latest literature on lichen sclerosis indicates that it may be an autoimmune disease, which is when the body attacks itself. In this case, the body is attacking the cells that make pigment, and thus you have the white spots. So a couple of things that I would be doing, as always, you want to focus first and foremost on foods. And if you're on the omeprazole, chances are that you know that you've got some kind of digestive health issues. Something is triggering heartburn, and something is triggering excess acid secretion, etc. So do you know you have problem foods, food allergies, food intolerances, digestive health issues, bowel movement problems, etc., gas, bloating, that kind of stuff?
Okay, well, in February, I stopped taking my Prilosec and my thyroid medication, and I've gone gluten-free. I mean, we are totally good.
Not yet. Are you getting better?
I am getting better, but
okay.
I've had this, you know, under my armpits and, you know, vaginal area for...
How old are you?
52.
Okay, no, you're on the right track, but see, it sounds like you're working correctly. Now, here's the thing I would caution you about gluten allergy, about laying off gluten. And it's really one of my pet peeves with nutritionists and alternative practitioners who I consider to be my friends. But when I hear this, people talk about gluten as if it is some magic substance and you just eliminate gluten out of your diet and then you go continue eating it whatever you want to eat and you're going to be fine. It just makes me really angry because, you see, it's much more than gluten. Gluten is just one of a zillion with a Z different compounds that you can react to in food. And so when people tell you to go gluten-free or to eliminate gluten, they're either being very simplistic because they're treating you like an infant, or they don't know any better themselves. See, laying off gluten is great, but you could be allergic to all kinds of other things, and you're still doing them. They have gluten-free beer and gluten-free pizza and gluten-free cakes and gluten-free candies, and people say, well, I'm just going to eat this gluten-free pizza, and I should be fine, not knowing or not realizing that there's 10 different other compounds in wheat and pizza crust that you could be reacting to. So it's all well and good that you're going gluten-free, my dear, but you still got something going on. So this is what you need to do, okay? You want to focus on your digestive symptoms. And I guarantee you, I'm not Psychic Ben here, but I guarantee you, you got to know that you got some bowel movement issues, either diarrhea or constipation. I'm guessing it's probably constipation. Does that sound familiar at all, ma'am?
It's diarrhea, but okay. I have been on the Healthy Digestion Pack. I'm packing.
Okay, well, hang on. I'm not attacking you. I'm trying to work with you here, ma'am, so don't worry about it. Here's the deal with diarrhea, okay? Diarrhea means the body is trying to expel something it doesn't like. Or diarrhea can mean that you're not absorbing minerals, one or the other or both. So when you have chronic diarrhea or long-term diarrhea or even occasional diarrhea, you got to look to what you ate that your body feels is a poison and is telling you to get rid of. Does that make sense?
The only thing I really eat is cucumber.
Well, you don't have to do it right now with me. If you like, I'll work with you. You send me an email with your phone number, I'll work with you. But I want to point you in the right direction, okay? You understand what I'm saying? You want to focus on something that the body is attempting to eliminate. Now, it could be something in spinach. It could be something in lettuce. It could be something in bagels. It could be something in cereal. It could be something in anything, really. But the point is after you have a loose stool, write down get yourself a little notebook and write down what you ate a couple of hours before you had the loose stool. Even 3, 4, 5 hours before you have the loose stool. And keep doing it. It may take you 3 or 4 or 5 loose stools to figure out, oh my gosh, every time I have corn, I have diarrhea. Every time I have oatmeal, I have diarrhea. Every time I have oranges, I have diarrhea. So you're going to have to make that link for yourself, but I'm pointing you in the right direction. The second thing is, if you are on the Healthy Start Pack, and that includes the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, did you say the Healthy Digestion or Healthy Start?
I'm on the blood sugar, the digestion, and selenium.
Okay,
and
you're taking the BTT, though, or the Ultimate Classic, one of the mineral drinks?
BTT.
Okay, so it may be that you're not absorbing minerals. And as we've said before, if you don't absorb minerals, they'll pass through your intestine and they'll cause a little bit of diarrhea. Either way, your diarrhea, your loose stool, is your best friend in the world. It's better for you than any doctor. It's better for you than any pharmacist on the radio. It's better for you than anybody because it is your own personal health guide. It's your own personal health guru. Your diarrhea is your health guru because your diarrhea will tell you when you're on the right track or when you're on the wrong track. Does that make sense? You follow that logic?
I do.
Your loose stool is your best indicator to what you're eating incorrectly. Every time you have a loose stool, backtrack, what did you eat, and then that's a food that you need to eliminate. If you're not on the absolute finest probiotic you could find, which I consider to be the nightly essence from Youngevity, if you're not on an 80 billion units a day, start today. Don't waste any time. Get yourself on an 80 billion unit a day multiple strain of bacteria probiotic program, and then use fermented foods all day long. That is miso, tempeh, kimchi, natto soup, any tofu, anything that's fermented. Actually, I don't think tofu's fermented. Scratch that. Anything that's fermented. Cabbage soup is wonderful for soothing the digestive tract. Cabbage juices can be helpful. If you don't have a Vitamix, get yourself a Vitamix and make yourself veggie soups. Keeping in mind, however, you can have a loose stool, you can have digestive problems in response to vegetation and plants just as much as you can to milk and to to grains and to more classic associated digestive triggers. So vegetables can be a problem, fruits can be a problem. You just have to see what's problematic for you. All right, so focus on the digestive system, number one. If you want to do something for your immune system directly, use vitamin C, but caution with too much vitamin C because too much vitamin C can cause loose stool. So if you're going to use vitamin C, try and do it in divided doses. Vitamin E, 400 international units a day. If you're not on vitamin E, very, very important for the immune system, as is zinc, 50 milligrams a day, zinc picolinate, and magnesium, 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day. The Osteomag from Longevity, by the way, is a real neat form of magnesium. It's magnesium glycinate, which is one of the better forms of magnesium. Last but most certainly not least, for all immune problems and digestive problems, I would be using the Z-Radical, 2 or 3 capfuls a day. Now, you stay on the selenium. That's also very important for the immune system. And there's tons more you could do, but that'll give you a good start. Most importantly, however, focus on what is getting into your body that's triggering this stress response. That's what you got going on, my dear. You have a stress response, and it could easily be secondary to the pharmacology that you were taking, the pharmaceutical drugs that you were taking. So something is triggering a stress response, and it's activating the immune system, and that's where your lichen sclerosis is coming from, as well as probably all of the other symptoms that you're dealing with. And you're welcome to shoot me an email, and if you put your phone number on there, give me a few days, and I'll get back to you, and I'll work with you personally. Okay, Pam?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless. Good luck with everything. All right, Dee in Virginia, got about a minute. If we can't finish up, you can call back tomorrow. What's up, Dee?
Hey, just want to know what to do to reverse vitiligo. I have it very moderately on my hands. Well, more extreme on my hands, but moderately.
Autoimmune disease. Exactly the same thing as we were talking about with Pam from Michigan. Vitiligo is when the body attacks and kills its own pigment-making cells, leaving you with white patches of no pigment. Now, you have to know, my dear, that you have other symptoms going on in your body, especially digestive symptoms. Correct, Amundo?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, well, that's where, I'm not saying that to beat up on you, Dee. I'm just trying to get to the source of this thing. Autoimmunity, and I'll probably go over it again tomorrow. We explained it for the last couple of days. When little pieces of food are not digested properly, they leak into the blood and they initiate an immune response. Because food, particles of food look like the body. When the body's, when the immune system attacks these particles of food, which are perceived as the enemy, sometimes there's cross-reactivity with the tissues of the body or the cells of the body. Vitiligo is when the body attacks melanocytes, which is pigment-making cells. And when these pigment-making cells get attacked and get killed, they can't make pigment anymore, you end up with white spots. So first and foremost, and I hate to beat a dead horse here, but you got to focus on the digestive system with all autoimmunity. We'll talk some more about this tomorrow. So if you didn't quite catch everything I was saying, we'll do it first thing on the program tomorrow. And also, Dee, you're welcome to call back, and I'll get you first in line, and I'll tell you a couple things that you could do directly for dealing with vitiligo. All right, and by the way, gluten intolerance and vitiligo, and grain intolerance of vitiligo go hand in hand. All right, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you so much, folks, for listening. We will talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.